مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Once again, أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم to this edition of the Coffee Express, coming to you live and exclusively from the studios of مارك السهابة online. صوت أهل السنة والجماعة. The Voice of the أهل السنة والجماعة in Durban, South Africa. On this day, the 24th of Jumad al-Ula, 1447, corresponding with the Gregorian date, the 15th of November, 2025. Alhamdulillah, we have just completed with our segment, Bildaji. We now get into straight talk with Brother Ahmad Tariq Hafizahullah, who has a guest this morning. And the guest is going to talk to us about provisions that are made for the holiday season regarding protection of the public from crime and accidents, etc. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Brother Ahmad Tariq.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Manana, did you manage to, because I tried from my side, I didn't get Zungu, did your technician link up for us this morning?
I'm sure the technician has got him, because otherwise he wouldn't have put me online, and he would have informed me. Colonel V. Zungu, are you online at the moment?
Yes, I'm online, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Firstly, we would love to welcome you to our program and thank you for giving us this valuable time this morning. Now, Ahmad Tariq will be asking you some questions regarding, you know, what provisions have been made to protect the public from accidents and crime and other unsavory incidents during this holiday season. So, Brother Ahmad Tariq, Colonel V. Zungu is online, and you can ask him the questions, you know, being an experienced politician.
Thank you, Marana. Jazakallah. Colonel Zungu, thank you for accepting our invitation to be at our radio station this morning. One of the main issues is the upcoming of the festive season. How your department is going to be handling, especially with the inflow of visitors that coming to our shores in Durban especially, and how are you going to tackle it in terms of roadblock? That's a very important one. How are you going to, are you going to get additional facility from various other departments to assist you? How is going to be the firstly the roadblock starting from this coming weekend onwards?
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning to you and to your listeners. We're going to increase our police officers. Obviously, we have to bring them on overtime basis, those who are off to come in. We're going to be working hand in hand with SAPS. You know that when you're conducting roadblocks, you have to apply for roadblock authority from SAPS. Every time when we're conducting these roadblocks as traffic management or as Metro Police, we working with SAPS.
Okay. Then the next question, Colonel, is the drunken driving. Now, what happens in a roadblock when you're drunken driving? Obviously, there's blood tests to be done, and you have to detain them and all that. What is the criteria is going to be used in terms of, especially with drunken driving at the, you know, normally festive season, you get tons of motorists that are caught in roadblocks where with especially drunken driving because of the company party, and especially they have all these here get together, especially in this part of the year.
Firstly, when we're conducting roadblocks, we had a nurse. We have a nurse on the block. So the first thing we brutalize. If the breathalyzer reading show that is alcohol or higher volume of alcohol in your blood, then we take you to to the nurse to take out blood and put on the blood kit. Then that blood will be forwarded to SAPS, will forward it to laboratory to determine the exactly blood limit in your body or in your blood.
So in cases like that, where you obviously you they're over the limit, obviously you're going to be, they will be charged.
You get arrested.
Will you have a kangaroo court in terms of releasing them on bail, or they'll have to appear before the magistrate in the normal court after the weekend?
After the process has been finalized, we take you to the station. Then at the station, they will give you a station bail. Then the the investigating officer will call you and give you the date of the court that you have to appear. You get arrested first, then you get station bail, then they'll give you the next date when you're going to appear in court. There's no special court we arrange. We're going as normal, as usual.
Okay. Colonel, normally we have this uproar normally in the festive season where in the beachfront you have your closures. Now, we have always had residents from the area coming and making a big sing song to say that, you know what, we live here but we don't have a permit in time and they're not allowing us, yet we stay in the flats there or the apartment in the beachfront area. How are you going to manage it this year?
For the past 5 years, we don't have a permit system. We don't close the boom. Yes, we prepare the booms, but we don't put them down. What is happening, we deploy police to men from Point Road, that is from Mahatma Gandhi. We don't allow public transport buses and taxis. All vehicles, they're allowed to go through. The only thing that we're checking that it's alcohol, because from the beach, we don't allow alcohol. We do that in order to ensure that there is a limited vehicles that are inside in order to avoid congestion. So when the situation arises, police officers can be able to run, or any emergency vehicle wish to go in and reach a certain point can easily go there. So we no longer have that permit system. So the residents, they just go through.
Okay. Colonel, illegal firearm, you know, it's a big problem that we have in the country, especially in Durban as well. How are we going to curb this illegal firearm problem that we are faced with when we're having this roadblock and all that? What happens? Are they going to get bail at the station level, or they have to appear in court?
No. For if we found you with the illegal firearm, we arrest you. You don't get a station bail, but you have to go and you get it from magistrate if they allow you, if they don't have anyone opposing that bail. Not at the station level. It's a serious offense.
Okay. Colonel, the other question is, you know, well, I've seen the Metro Police have employed about 200 additional officers. To assist, especially they will be on a permanent basis, because you know on an annual basis they will do employ. Yet we also find that there is a huge shortage of police officers because of financial constraints. Now these 200 that is going to, from my understanding, they have been employed on a full-time basis. Where are they going to be deployed? And they also, they're white shirt officers that, you know, normally you'll have. These are ones that you need to give me clarity when they talk about the white shirt officers, how that works.
The white shirt officers are, they call it authorized officers, are peace officers. They are assisting police. They got all powers that police have. It's just that it is not a full course, but they got powers as traffic wardens or authorized officers. So the shortage of manpower, remember, as we are growing, employing 200 every year, the population of people is also growing. On top of that, as you employing, some are getting old, retired, some are getting dying because of sickness, or number of contributing factors that some are retiring because of age. So there are a number of contributing factors on this of shortage of manpower. Remember, we have to cover 24 hours in all our region. We are no longer covering the central or CBD areas. We also cover the rural areas as well, townships as well. So that's where the shortage comes from. We have to cover freeways as well.
Colonel, the other question is unroad vehicles, unlicensed vehicles. What is the criteria is being used that you are detaining the driver for unroadworthy vehicle, unlicensed vehicle? What is the criteria being used?
We don't detain a driver for that, but we take out the vehicle on the road to check out the teeth, so it can be go and retested. So if we can see that, hey, this is got a number of offenses, leaking tires, the number of problem that we found in the car, and say, hey, more than five now, we have to check out these vehicles. They need to be retested. It's not to roadworthy, so we cannot allow to continue to be used on the road.
So is it taken to the town, or you just take that this out, the driver takes it back at home, or what is it? What is the actual criteria being used? Because if it's unroadworthy, that should be out of the road.
Yeah, we allow it to drive it with a slope less than 20 to home, to park it at home and rectify it. The only vehicles that we pound when they're causing obstruction, for example, it's obstructing entrance and exit. So obviously we have to remove that vehicle. Or it's double park and other people cannot able to use the road. So we have to charge and tow it in order to allow the road to be clear, to clear the road. We also pound the taxis that don't have a permit, that is not supposed to be on the road or operating as a public transport, in order to arrest the owner. That's what normally happens. So that is in line with what NRPA says.
Okay. What would you say to the community, upcoming festival, where to keep away from, and what is your intake in terms of giving some advice to the community for this upcoming festival season?
Firstly, we welcome all people who want to come to Durban. Come to Durban. Durban is the warmest place. But if you come to Durban, ensure that you respect the law. You conduct yourself in a manner, acceptable manner. You also be careful of criminals. We don't just go on the ATM. Be careful of strangers. Don't get help by the strangers. If you need help, try to get help from law enforcement officers. That's how you're going to be safe.
Lastly, Colonel, we got tons of paras are coming from I don't know where. They are infested in our city, and they are causing huge havoc, especially with gas, cable tires, various other items from the businesses, vehicles. How are we curbing that down?
The issue of for homeless people.
Yes, homeless, and we homeless as well as you call them. We call them paras.
I know that name. It's paras. The from the word parasite. Actually, when we get a complaint, we do attend. The only challenge we are facing is that we don't have places where to take them to. But if we get complaint, remember that the issue of paras is not a police issue. It's for Department of Social Development. So, but if we're getting complaint, we attend. We chase them there. we remove them from that spot where they're creating problem. But it's a problem that we also heard that the numbers of these people is increasing, but we are dealing with them on a daily basis. We don't just, if we get complaint, we do attend, you know, ensure that all people are safe and they're free to travel or wherever they want to go.
Okay. Colonel, I just want to check with Molana if he's got any other questions for you, but I'm done with you, Molana. Colonel, thank you very much for accepting our invitation, and this for radio station. You know, it's an international radio station. They have heard you. They will be hearing you this morning in the UK, Canada, Australia, America, all over the country, all over the world as well. I now will hand you over to our presenter, Molana, to ask any further questions.
Thank you to you and to our listeners as well.
Colonel, I just have one question. You know, we have to protect the image of our city, and there's this a thought that came in my head. Does the city increase the fines for this festive area, you know, as a deterrent against driving unroadworthy vehicles and drinking in public and other criminal acts?
The charge is not increased by the city. Remember, unroadworthy vehicles is in terms of National Road Traffic Act. It's a Department of Transport or NRRVs that deal with that, not us on the as municipality. We only enforcing what has been prescribed by National.
Okay. Once again, Colonel, thank you for giving us your valuable time this morning and the valuable information that you have shared, particularly with our listeners in this city of Durban. And we hope to talk to you again.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.